I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's stories are all about faith in action. Indonesia's believers are responding to this weekend's natural disasters. And in Yemen, an aid worker says Christ-like compassion is leading to important questions. Let's get started. Last Friday, in the Indonesian archipelago, the central island of Sulawesi was hit by a 7.5 magnitude earthquake, followed by a devastating tsunami. FMI's Bruce Allen says infrastructure has been destroyed by that double disaster. Power lines are down, making communication with those on the island difficult or impossible. Allen tells us.
Palu, the hard-hit city where the tsunami came into their bay and just decimated the area. The death toll over the weekend has exceeded 830 people and will likely rise. The vice president, Yusuf Kala, said the death toll could reach into the thousands.
FMI partners on Indonesia's other nearby islands have not been affected by the disasters, but
although they say we grieve for our nation right now and we're eager to help, they're coordinating with Christians who are in Sulawesi in order to help with relief efforts.
Survivors lack shelter, clean water, food, medicine, and electricity. By giving to FMI's Tangible Resources account, you can help provide Indonesian partners with the aid to distribute. But please, don't neglect prayer. Pray for wisdom in the recovery process and ask God to sustain the Christians on Sulawesi and that this would be an opportunity for the church to shine. Turning now to Yemen, we mentioned yesterday the severity and complexity of this nation's crisis. There's still no clear end in sight following the UN General Assembly meetings, but the UN Special Envoy plans to restart peace talks between the opposing sides. He's hoping a series of confidence-building measures will prevent escalation of fighting at a key port city, because more fighting would make a bad situation even worse, and thousands of people would lose their only access to food. Please keep covering Yemen in prayer. Peter Jensen says that as faith-based aid workers help survivors, God gives them opportunities to go beyond surface-level conversations.
When people see that you care for them, then they want to know why. They have a certain perspective on Christianity and what the agenda of Christians are. So I think the important thing is showing that you don't have necessarily an agenda of furthering a religious ideology so much as you care for those people. Pray for those that are believers in the country for their protection and for their opportunities to speak into those challenges, into those hardships, and share a message of light and truth and hope.
And yesterday we talked with Door International about why collaboration is so important to complete sign language Bible translations for the deaf. Today, we spoke with another ministry, Deaf Bible Society, to learn what partnership looks like. Deaf Bible Society's Kristen Dodd explains.
Out of the over 400 sign languages, not one language has a full translation of the Bible yet. And the language that is closest to having a full translation is American Sign Language. Our goal with our partners is to have that full Bible translation completed by 2020.
So why is it taking so long to get even one full Bible into sign language for the deaf?
People have been studying linguistics for spoken and written languages for hundreds of years, but it wasn't until around the 1960s that a man named William Stokoe verified that sign languages are indeed languages in and of itself. And so people began to recognize if these sign languages are actual languages, then I guess we need to start researching them. We need to start doing translations for the Bible. And so through that, that's kind of where the birth of researching sign languages and then later on creating sign language translations began.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.